Blind Cool Tech, May 31, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech. Fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Whoa. Is anybody there?
And blindness.
Ah, oh, God.
Who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skukan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. It is a hot one today here in Louisville. Matter of fact, the other day I was going to show you the new way I'm using to get my weather forecast. So, pull out my phone. And if... So, key 2 is services. Down arrow. Current weather. So that about gives you the idea. It does feel like 96 too. Maybe a little bit warmer yesterday. Wanted to chat with you today about a few things. Left. Good boy. One of them, first of all, I want to tell you about my trip to New York, which was awesome. Got into town Tuesday evening, and Jerry Hallaton had set up a little BCT get together, and he was asking me where, you know, what kind of place I wanted to eat at, and I was saying, something New York-y, something representative, and man, did he pick a good spot. It's called Carnegie's Deli on 55th and 7th Avenue. And was really surprised. Lynette and Maria were there and really enjoyed meeting y'all. Megan Kelly was there. Nice meeting you too, Megan, in person. And Hope Povenmire was there. And also... It was excellent meeting you too, Hope. That was neat. In fact, these girls embarrassed me. I walked into that place and they started screaming. I thought I was Paul McCartney there for a minute.
Hey there.
I'm Lynette. I'm Lynette Tatum. How's it going?
Had a good time. Dave was also there. He was Megan's mobility instructor for several years. And a colleague of mine from work, Debbie Willis, joined us as well. And got some clips of that I want to play for you. It was pretty interesting.
You are our guru, honey.
You are!
My goodness! If I'd have known that, I'd have been here a long time ago.
So who we got to the right here?
This is Maria.
Maria, hi. Yes. Nice
hi.
To meet you, Maria.
Nice to meet you.
I hear you and Jerry met and didn't even know each other.
That's right. That's right.
That was pretty funny.
That was very funny. And then Debbie's at the end there, right? Across from Debbie.
It's Lynette.
Hey, Lynette.
Hey, you.
Next to Lynette.
Megan. Don't forget to speak, Megan.
Yeah, right. Her jaws just dropped. That's all.
Her jaws is having, it's frozen.
And this is Hope.
And Hope all the way from Ohio?
All the way from Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I said, you know, I think that the three of us would be only out-of-town people because everybody else are from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Truly the New York connection.
And Dave's to your left.
I took a drink.
Yep, we met Dave. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for fetching us out there.
You know, the hostess came out. She says, "Oh, I have your table ready." And we were kind of like, "Well, yeah, we're just waiting." And yeah. She says, "Well, the table's ready." You know, like, all right. So we figure out. Dave was nice enough to wait outside.
What was kind of funny too, though, is that the cab ride over to that deli. I don't know what this cabbie's problem was, and you know, as I listen back to this, I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't make more of a bigger deal out of it, because essentially, well, I honestly don't know what the guy was saying, but he had some kind of problem with the dog, and he acted like I wasn't telling him where to go, or maybe his problem was I wasn't the one that hailed the cab. I don't know. I'll let you guys listen and check it out for yourself.
He's close by.
Apparently not.
Oh, now he's waving that he'll take us.
Okay.
Changed his mind. Figured, make some money while I'm sitting here in traffic.
We are walking down 47th Street towards 7th Avenue. All right, you want to get in first? How you doing? Great. We're just going up here to 55th, to Carnegie Deli. 55th and 7th Avenue.
55th and 7th?
Yes. To the Carnegie Deli.
Carnegie Deli. How would you like to go, sir?
Just take a ride on... either way, what do you recommend? We can't just go up... what do you say?
Just anywhere on 55th. Huh? So
yeah, just this next right, whatever it is. Huh? 8th Street?
We just need to go to 55th.
55th?
Yes, sir.
57th, right?
Yes.
You know what? We couldn't have caught a bus on 7th because it's
the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Just now figured that out.
Hey, buddy. You saying, what is this all about, huh?
So what's these shops through here?
There's Tad's Steaks. To our right, there's a smoke shop. There's a giant billboard that says Best Musical Hairspray. Hmm. Somebody at work was saying they wanted to see Hairspray. Winner of 8 Tony Awards 2003. What else? I see a sign that says Beast and the Beauty. One says Tarzan. There's a giant Corona beer sign. Here's an Olive Garden here on the corner. Morgan Stanley with all the financial things running across the board up above us.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All the ticker symbols. Didn't you say there was lots of advertising, billboards and stuff all through?
Giant billboards and big video screens.
Wow.
There's a, it looks like a big Hershey's company to our right.
don't tell that we're staying in pretty tall?
No, 9 floors.
Oh, we're almost at the top.
Here's a Starbucks coffee. Here's a show called at the Barrymore, Ring of Fire.
Hey, do you know where the McGraw-Hill Auditorium is?
He's looking out the window. Do you remember what the address was up there? Or?
It was a weird address, like 1 McGraw-Hill Way or something. But I'll look. I've got it written down. In fact, I think that's what it was, 1 McGraw-Hill or something. But I'll check.
Well, the first hotel on that list you had is only a tenth of a mile away, so we could look at that and see what the address is.
Yeah. Wow, these streets are packed.
Mm-hmm. Seven and packed, you know, it's not rush hour at home, but maybe rush hour here last 6 hours. Hilton Garden Inn, Food Emporium. No, it's not as crowded here.
people wise anyway, traffic wise.
Yeah, traffic wise.
Carnegie.
It's on 55th.
Hey there. I'm here. Hold on.
Please let him speak with the driver. Because he has the right to get in the door with the dog.
To what now?
That's all right. That's 6 stairs.
What did you say, sir?
Each time you better speak with the driver.
About what?
About, you know, where you want to go. Because you see, you know, in your case, we have to pick you up by the law. But if she got a dog, it's up to me to pick her or not. Right? Thank you. That's your chance.
Thank you.
Should I get out over there?
Sure. We'll be on the sidewalk then instead of in the...
What was that guy talking about, Debbie? I told him where we wanted to go. Hey! So anyway, we get to the deli. Good boy, let's go straight. And had the most awesome pastrami on rye I've ever had in my life. I couldn't even eat it all, it was so big. I mean, this thing had to be 3 inches thick with meat. So that was a great New York deli experience. Really want to thank you guys. That was, we were kidding around. That was our first Blind Cool Tech annual convention. And in fact, I believe tomorrow, could have been today, is the 1 year anniversary for the Blind Cool Tech podcast. And I remember those days a year ago very well. I was struggling to figure out what comprised or what made a podcast feed special and different from a regular RSS feed. And of course the answer is the enclosure tag. But I remember struggling with that for 2 or 3 days and writing some scripts that would generate these feeds, and I actually had a few mistakes in it there for a while. I think Mark Mulcahy, he caught one of them, and somebody else pointed one out to me. So eventually we got all those worked out, as far as we know, anyway. But anyway, we were talking about the 1 year anniversary of Blind Cool Tech, the annual convention there. And man, what the things that have changed in a year. And, what great possibilities this technology has. Ooh, it's hot out here. I'm going to have to slow down a little bit. Poor Jake, he doesn't like this heat at all. We got back from New York. Hi. on a Sunday evening, and it was still pretty cool there, but here it was, I think it was 91, and Jake just couldn't take it. I didn't have the air conditioning on at home or anything. Shelly has since convinced me that we need it, and I can kind of agree with her. I can live with the heat if I'm not in and out of the air conditioning all the time. It's tolerable. Plus, last night we set up a little swimming pool that one of Joe's friends had given him. And this is an inflatable swimming pool. It's about, I want to say, 10 feet in diameter, about 2.5 feet tall. So, we hopped in that thing, and that would have been even better without the air conditioning in the house. In fact, I suspect that we'd be living out there in that thing pretty much if we didn't turn the AC on. But it is on now, so not quite as bad. I enjoy not running the air conditioner, though. I like to have the fresh air, and you know, it's warm in there. I think it was 83 degrees in the house, but it's cool too. You know, you have the fans blowing, and it's in the shade, of course, because you're under the trees. But there's no denying that AC feels good. It's just expensive to run, and it's I don't like going out of it. Back into the humidity and the heat. Boy, this morning, I really wanted to do a podcast, but I was running late. And one of the things that I wanted to do was give you an example of what a working dog does. And I'm going to do a little bit of that now. So, I've got Jake, my guide dog, right here. And he's probably not going to be working at his peak very long, because this is very, very hot out. But I just really wanted to kind of give you an example of how hard a dog works. So as we're going along here, right now Jake's pretty much just looking straight forward and kind of glancing. There he glanced to the left and to the right. And he's moving at a slow pace for Jake. We're walking a little bit slower than normal. But there he looks up. He wants to make sure that there's head clearance. And then, you know, at each intersection, you notice he's watching all four ways that the traffic can go. And it was really quite interesting. I don't think people realize how hard these dogs work when they're guiding. And that's why you have to tell them they're a good doggy. A little buddy. Yeah, he is a good boy. Last year, or no, it was 3 years ago, I was walking home with Freddie one August evening. And it was, the actual temperature was about 95. And he quit. He just, we went about two blocks from work, and Fred just stopped and sat down. And I've heard that when a dog stops, they've had enough. They've got enough sense to quit. Unlike humans, apparently. So I had to call my daughter to come and get me. Excuse me. Good boy, little buddy. So over the tracks. We're going to stop here and let Jakey have a break. There's actually a nice breeze blowing, but it's hot and moist. Still feels good, though. I think a dog can take the heat a little better. I don't remember Jake being this bad last year. I mean, he's to the point where, you know, he's panting all the time. And in the house, before I turned on the air conditioner, he was hanging out in the basement. So that's a funny thing about a dog. You can always tell the coolest place around in the summer by where the dog's at, and you can tell the warmest place in the winter by where the dog's at. So that's pretty funny. Good boy, little buddy. One of the things that Jerry mentioned while we were talking is something we've talked about on the show before, and that is what a great accompaniment to exercise a podcast is. So Jake was looking up at those branches and he slowed down and took me through them. But like Jerry was mentioning, you know, when he listened to the radio, he'd get on the treadmill and just kind of dreaded it. But he's actually saying that, you know, he gathers up good podcasts and can't wait to get on the treadmill to listen to them. So I hope you're on there with me today, Jerry. Good boy, little buddy. So I did get some good recordings in New York and learned a couple things too. Unfortunately, the MicroTrack apparently does not charge up properly with the USB port power from at least the particular notebook I have. Now apparently, a lot of the notebooks won't put out the full amount of power on the USB port, even though it was plugged in. So I think next trip I take, I'm going to bring the AC adapter for the recorder. So I actually ran out of batteries right in the middle of our BCT reunion or annual convention. So that wasn't good. What I was saying, though, see, I need to get back to that recording. Well, let me finish that thought. So I didn't get much on the MicroTrack. I did break out the iRiver IFP-899, though. I brought it as a backup. And I am constantly amazed at how good recordings you can get out of that inexpensive little device with some good microphones on it. I was using the church audio mics, and I'll give you an example of some of the quality recordings we got out of that thing. It was awesome. I'll play some either at the end or in the next cast, because I don't think I've actually got those files with me, come to think of it. Apologize for that. The bad thing about the iRiver is, well, I do need to turn my levels down, but it does not record in a vehicle well at all. The MicroTrack will. In fact, it does better than anything that I've seen. So, check it out and just give you another good example of how nice a recording that little IFP 899 makes. Back on this heat, a dog can take a pretty good amount of heat. In fact, Jake's not nearly as bothered today as he was yesterday. I think they need to get used to it gradually, though. We had a spell a day or two ago that, or not a day or two, about a month ago, that got up to 90 degrees, and that was hot, but it only lasted about 2 or 3 days and then went back to really below average temperatures here. And like I say, up in New York, it was very cool. And we got back here Sunday night. It was about 90. Oh, Jake just couldn't deal with it. He was very happy to get back to work on Tuesday doing his normal routine. But the heat was getting to him. In fact, you'll see today when we get back to the house, he'll start flopping around on the floor. And I'm assuming that what he's doing is trying to cool off his body. That's the only explanation I can give for it anyway. So he's walking along now, not too bad a shape. Tail's still out anyway. Yesterday, he kept trying to turn into places that we have frequented in hopes there was some air conditioning in there, I guess. But he passed by Clifton's today and didn't turn in, and he's still got a good pull on him, so we may be good. Yesterday afternoon, Joe and Shelly and I got after the front yard, and the thing that's notable about that is that we did it all with non-power tools. So I've got this little rotor lawnmower that I use to do the hill with in the front yard, because it's easier than dragging the gas mower. And Shelly said she wanted to try it on the flat places, so she ended up cutting between the sidewalk and the street and between the driveway and the retaining wall, and did a great job with it. Then we trimmed by hand, and actually the only thing we used that was any power at all was a weed eater. It's an electric, a battery one. Yeah, he is. Let's go straight. He does want to turn into Walgreens. Good boy. How about... Oh, maybe he was just going behind that car. Good boy. That's my good doggy. There's a car out in the driveway, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. The speech went pretty well at the International Digital Publishers Forum. I was speaking about the National Instructional Materials Accessibility Standard, NIMAS, to an audience of quite a few publishers, librarians, and vendors of ebooks and ebook hardware. Let's go straight. Good boy. How about? Good boy. And like I was mentioning, I am totally impressed with New York. First of all, the people there were so nice, except for that cabbie, that it was unbelievable. I was amazed. And the other thing that impressed me, well, besides the normal facts that there were people everywhere, even at midnight. And by the way, while I'm speaking of pedestrian traffic in New York, Lynette tells me that I made a terrible error in my Reading Traffic podcast when I referred to pedestrian traffic in a big city like Manhattan. I had mentioned that following the pedestrians was a good approach, and she says no, definitely do not do that. So I will defer to you on that one, Lynette, and maybe you can give us some tips for dealing with large amounts of traffic and pedestrians in a very noisy environment like that. I did find it very easy to get around, and I really lucked out because the hotel I picked out was only about 2 blocks from the building where I was going. I ended up staying at a place called Portland Square Hotel, which was on 47th Street. And this place was built back in 1904, which was one thing that made it appealing to me. But it was pretty interesting because you could tell it was really old. The rooms were tiny, tiny. I mean, 2 beds with about a foot between them, and they were against the walls. And that was pretty much the whole room. Now, the hallways were even narrow. So I'm sure you couldn't get away with putting up narrow halls like that nowadays, but apparently this building was grandfathered in with regulations about space and wall, hall widths and so forth. Neat old building, though. And really enjoyed the location. We were right in the middle of a block of restaurants and grocery stores and just all the stuff around, right? Right. Good boy. Trying to get Jake not to go too far out in the traffic around that. Apparently big truck there. Might even be carrying a trailer. Yeah, I think I may hop
we got
in
there. Hot one here.
Yeah, we do. So what kind of things do you guys do for exercises? I know one of my favorite things now is sit-ups. And I actually have a weight bench with the foot holds on it that I traded my son-in-law Gary for a refrigerator for. Had an extra refrigerator and they needed one. So, been enjoying doing those, and Jerry's right. Listening to podcasts is the way to make the time go with the exercise. Yeah, okay, so back on New York. First of all, I can't express enough how neat that was to meet you guys over there. Really, every one of you, neat people, nice people. And in fact, that's what I was saying. One of the things that really surprised me is that how nice everyone in New York was. I mean, Southern hospitality has nothing on the kindness and the attitude of the good citizens of that great city. Another thing that really surprised me was how there's a complete world inside of some of these buildings. Good boy. Let's go straight. That's it. I'm behind another car. Well, I wish we could have had some of this traffic when we were doing the Reading Traffic podcast. And we just may have to do another one of those. But, for instance, went into this building whose name I don't remember now. It was at 1221 Avenue of the Americas. And inside this building is a whole auditorium. And that's where we had our conference. And, you know, you'd never know that from outside. What was interesting, too, is around to the side of the building was a place that one of the people that worked there called Mini Park. And this had fountains, chairs and tables to sit at, and it even had a big plexiglass kind of an archway that you walked under the water. Kind of reminded me of the aquarium over at Newport in Cincinnati, where you can walk under the water, and they'll have, a lot of times there'll be a shark laying there on the bottom right above your head. Good boy, little buddy. So this whole idea of a whole nother world inside these buildings, you know, some of them you'd go in and there would be almost a complete mall downstairs. And I guess it's like that all over the place there. Debbie and I did have a chance the next day, too, to take a tour, Gray Line bus tour, of, I think it was called Manhattan Heritage Tour. So I got about half of that recording before the batteries crapped out on the microtrack again. So I'll be presenting that to you in the next, at some point, because it was interesting, I thought. Good boy, little buddy. On June 19th, I am scheduled to do a presentation for Talking Communities about, of all things, podcasting. So I might try to run some ideas by you guys and maybe practice some parts of that talk. I don't know if they're honking at me or who. How about... Hey, Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right, Jake, come on. I was trying to keep Jake away from that guy. So, three areas that they were especially interested in talking about. Well, that was a aggressive little dog. He was all up in Jake's face, and I was kept pulling Jake around to avoid any confrontation. That guy kept following. Anyway, there's three parts. How to listen to podcasts. I think maybe we ought to throw in a definition of what a podcast is in there. And how to create your own podcast, and then how to upload files, I think was the third one. I'll double check that. But I only have apparently about an hour, so won't be in the minute detail that could be possible, but maybe there's some of you listening to this that might be interested in some of those topics, even though presumably, if you are listening to this, you already know how to listen to a podcast. But there may be some things that you don't know about it. And that's what we're going to talk about. What is a podcast? Well, first of all, podcast comes from two words. One of those words, what is it called? A palindrome? When you put two words together to make a third word. So instead of a broadcast, this is, took advantage of the word iPod. to convey the idea that you don't really listen to this on a radio and it's not broadcast to the whole world at the same time. Instead, a podcast is actually made one time and is served up an infinite number of times to whoever needs it at whatever time they wish to listen to it. So the big difference there is, you know, Blind Cool Tech doesn't come on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock on NBC. It comes on whenever we publish it, and you listen to it whenever you have time to listen to it. Now, the pod part of podcasting, there's a lot of controversy about that. I think Apple's getting a lot of credit for something that, they didn't really have a lot to do with, except for the fact that the iPod, you know, really opened up the public's eyes to MP3s and digital audio. But you don't need an iPod to listen to a podcast. You can listen to it on your PC with Windows Media Player or Winamp or whatever music playing software you have. And the main appeal, though, I think, about podcasts over broadcasts is the whole time-shifting aspect of it. You know, you TiVo users are already used to this. If you record a show Sunday night at 8 o'clock, often, you know, you watch it on your schedule. And you actually skip through the commercials, too. Well, we don't generally have a lot of commercials on podcasts, but the way that you listen to it at your own time is, I think, a very important part of this technology. And that can be whether you download it manually or subscribe to the feed that really is part of the whole podcasting scenario. So a podcast, really, in its most basic term, is some kind of media file that resides on a server at some point and downloads to your PC or MP3 player. And the way it downloads is one of the most interesting aspects of podcasting. You can do it the old-fashioned way. You can go on the website and look at each file, whether it be an audio file or a video file or whatever, and choose to download and listen to them individually. But podcasts all have what's called an RSS feed. RSS standing for Really Simple Syndication. And syndication referring to the fact that the whole point of these RSS feeds is to be able to deliver new content from a site to you without you constantly having to remember to go check that site and take the time to go look and see what's new. So these aggregator programs, this software, uses this RSS feed and looks at files that are new since the last time it checked. Now, this started out as text, so maybe CNN would have an RSS feed with all their new stories on it, and you could just browse through the stories and then open up the ones you wanted. Well, the thing about a podcast is that it uses an RSS feed as well, but instead of just text, it has a tag in there that indicates that there's an enclosure, an attachment, and that attachment is the audio or the video file. that makes up that podcast. Good boy, little buddy. So, you use a specialized aggregator program known as a podcatcher that supports these enclosure tags in the RSS feeds. Good boy. And this software downloads all the new content to a folder on your drive, and then you can choose to either delete the file, move it to a portable listening device, or just to listen to it right there on your computer. So that the subscription part, and subscription's a bad word because most of the podcasts that we know of anyway are free subscriptions. The subscribing really is a reference to putting the address of that RSS file into your podcatching software so that it knows to go check for new content periodically. So what you want to do is, first of all, obtain a podcatching software package, and most people recommend now are using Juice podcast receiver, which used to be iPodder. It's pretty darn accessible. It's got a few quirks in it. But once you download that and install it, you paste in the URLs to the feeds that you're interested in subscribing to, and that software downloads them for you automatically. So we've about come to the end of our walk here, so we'll have to continue that discussion a little later. And yes, it is hot. There is a nice breeze, but you can feel the heat off the sidewalk, and I think you can hear Jake panting there. Well, they lowered the price of this house across the street. They were trying to get $479,000 out of it. And I noticed they lowered it to $459,000. So we're in the slums already. Good boy, little buddy. All right, thank you guys for listening. Enjoyed talking with you as usual. This has been Blind Cool Tech.
Hi, Larry. This is Christian in the UK. Just want to say, keep up the great work with the podcast. Hopefully, I'll be putting some more up soon. Keep up the great work as usual, and hopefully there'll be a lot more people on the podcast. I'm really looking forward to seeing new ones going up there. And it's just a great site. I like the community spirit. It's fantastic. So may Blind Cool Tech live on. It's fantastic. The way that what you started out as a site to do with Bookport ended up being something that's completely, shall we say, amazing. I'll leave it there, and I shall post this message, and hopefully I will be putting some more stuff
up. Hello guys, this is Beth from Newport News, Virginia. It is quite warm on this Memorial Day. It's probably going to get up into the high 80s, maybe even low 90s, so the AC has been working. Well, I really enjoyed Randy's podcast on the kitty litter and bird bath. I can't believe you drank out of the bird bath. But that was a quality recording. That was really, really neat. I'd like to know what you used to do that one. And I hope Mrs. Kitty Litter's shoulder is better. And Larry, hope your speech went well. That was a really, really cool honor to be chosen to give that speech at that presentation. And what did you talk about? And what new ideas did you get from the conference? Well, I guess that's it for me for right now. So have a good one, everybody, and talk to you later. Bye.
Mary and everyone, I'm Blaine Coltuck. This is Jake from Illinois. Larry, I just wanted to make a quick comment here about the new look on the website. I really like it. I like those Google ads, and Google is, of course, a great search engine. It's my favorite one, in fact. I've tried a few others, but Google seems to be the most accessible. So thanks again for those Google ads, and I hope you had a great trip. And I'll look forward to hearing from you on the list. So again, this is Jake in Illinois, signing off.
Yeah, hi, Larry, and listening to Blind Call Tech, it's Christopher Sims from Melbourne, Australia. A podcast that I'd like to see, and that is a series on networking, setting it up, and file and print sharing under XP, both where the machine's concerned are local, and also preferably going as far as if you have to configure someone's VPN, virtual private network connection, sort of thing. I would like that. Okay, thank you.
Hello, Larry and Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Sam Britton calling from Missouri, last name B-R-I-T-T-O-N, and I'm calling just to tell you how much I thoroughly enjoy this service. I just found out about it recently and will be contributing myself in the future. Really appreciate what you guys are doing, and this has really been an educational experience for me. And it's nice to hear what others are talking about in the way of technology. You know, like anything else, you're going to find some things that are more interesting than other things. But it's a wonderful service. I don't know who came up with it first or what the story is behind it, but it's a real blessing that it's out there. And I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth on the comment line. So just keep it going, and blessings, and we'll certainly contribute to it when we can, when we feel we have something worthwhile to share with the listeners. So again, blessings, and keep up the good work. Take care.
Hi, Larry. I enjoy all your podcasts. They're good. I really do want to know. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Hello there, Larry, and everybody else listening to this. My name is Nectarius Malas, and I am calling you from the other side of the world, really. I am calling you from Greece, in Athens, actually next to Athens. I am in Piraeus. You know, a little bit of geography. It's the biggest port in Greece. Anyway, I really wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying your podcast, and I've been, you know, addicted for the last couple of months. I've been downloading and listening like crazy over here. And I especially enjoyed the APH tours and the museum and all this. Now, this may sound ages ago for you, but I just heard a couple of them, and I really like them. I was briefly in Louisville, Kentucky, back in 2000 at the ACB convention there, and so I have very good memories of that time. Anyway, that's all for now. I hope I will be able to contribute myself some stuff that I think will be interesting. And I wish you the best for the podcast and for everything. And I hope I'll be meeting you in the chat sometime, the chat room, and talk to you later. Thanks for the good work.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.